embrace him. As we read the words of fellow pilgrims, particularly those who are further down the road, then our own path back becomes illumined. We realize the part of us that says there is more to life than this is not just a trick of the mind. We begin to trust we are on the right road. The word God itself is a talisman, a PowerPoint, an awesome gift. To devote ourselves to its meaning, as the pure and all-powerful love that rules the universe and lies within us all, is to merge with the divine beloved and experience a larger self. This is the goal of the spiritual seeker and the only hope for the salvation of the world. We are living at a time of tremendous transformation, from a species arrogant enough to think it's on its own, to a species that remembers where it comes from. When a critical mass remembers, allowing the love of the Father, Mother, God to heal us of our painful illusions of separation, we will be redeemed, and our children will be secure. What a task lies before us, and what a gift is offered. This book is one of the many ways the Spirit of Love has arrived to speak with us, to beckon us, and guide us home. Let us give thanks, and let us listen. The Power of Small Things by Sue Bender. I didn't know when I first looked at an Amish quilt and felt my heart pounding that my soul was starving, that an inner voice was trying to make sense of my life. I just knew that the quilt seemed to reach out to me and say, "Sue, pay attention." My journey of the spirit began about 25 years ago, quite by accident. My husband and I had a summer home on Long Island. One day I walked into a small men's clothing store and found these wondrous old Amish quilts on the wall. I was stunned. I am an artist. I make handmade black and white pottery, and I was having my first big art show in New York City at the time. I was very busy, yet each day I found myself returning to that little shop to see the quilts, seeing them touch something deep inside me. For the first time in my life, all my internal busyness stopped. All the fragments of my life, all the different complex parts, became still and peaceful. That was the beginning of my spirit journey, innocent enough. I don't think of God with a capital G. My focus is on daily moment-to-moment living, which can, I believe, be a sacred spiritual experience. The outer form, the practice, and the label may be different for each of us, but in a very deep and all-encompassing way, I feel we are not alone. There is a spirit, a higher power, the universe, guiding us, leading us to what we are meant to learn and do, our destiny, our unique contribution to others. After my first book, Plain and Simple, was published, I was surprised at first to receive many kind invitations to speak at churches, synagogues, and temples, Mormon, Episcopalian, Baptist, Jewish, Zen Buddhist. I first spoke at a First Presbyterian church where I asked the minister, "Why did you invite me to talk?" "Because you are speaking about human values, and we all need to be reminded of human values," he answered. His answer was a great gift. That's what I'm learning, to remind myself to see with fresh eyes the sacredness in everyday life. Small miracles are all around us. We can find them everywhere, in our home, in our daily activities, and where they are hardest to see, in ourselves. Plain and Simple is about the time I spent with the Amish and what I learned from their simpler way of life. Their life was a celebration of the ordinary. They valued work, all work. How they did things was as important as what they did. I learned the power of having limits. The Amish have made one large choice. They lead a deeply religious life. Everything they do grows out of that choice. I was brought up to believe the more choices I had, the better. But I was drowning in choices. There's a big difference between having lots of choices and making a choice. If you make a choice, you may have to eliminate certain things, but you can invest meaning in the things that remain. To simplify, I have to say no, I remind myself. The Amish never preached to me.